This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You had a tough week last week.
So a lot of people keep reminding us on the text line.
I feel bad even bringing it up. But there are now two signs that, yep, once again, your Cincinnati Bengals are one of the worst-run organizations in the sport. Let's start with Trey Hendrickson, a guy we know for a fact does not have a deal and wants a deal from his team. He released a personal statement to ESPN today that said, quote, "No communication has taken place between my camp and the organization post-draft. The offers prior to the draft did not reflect the vision we shared and were promised last offseason if I continue to play at a high level. Coaches are aware of these past conversations. Rather than using collaboration to get us to the point and bring me home to the team, they," all caps, "are no longer communicating. I have been eagerly awaiting a resolution to this situation, but that's hard to do when there is no discussion and an evident lack of interest in reaching mutual goals."
Wow.
That's a pretty damning statement.
Yeah, so it sounds like to me that Joey told management, "Take care of my guys on offense. Keep surrounding me with Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins, please. Thank you very much. And I'll put up big numbers again. You guys figure out this whole defense thing. People will feel sorry for me again. And if you get Trey done, great. Don't worry about it. Figure it out. You know, whatever.
I don't really care. I don't really care.
And, again, this is all very predictable. We're going to be, I've said it 100 times, we'll be sitting here in October, November. Burrow's going to look great. Chase is going to look great. Higgins is going to look great. He's going to put up great numbers for your fantasy football team. Might even put some money on an MVP bet and everything. And everybody's going to say, man, if only this guy had some defense, don't you feel terrible for Joey? And we're going to say, well, maybe if you didn't have to retain both wide receivers for Joey, they would pay Trey Hendrickson and they would actually talk to the guy, for crying out loud.
Well, I think that Joe is on record, and when he was making his media tour during Super Bowl week, he wanted to keep Trey, and they asked him about Trey, and he said, yeah, I want all three of them back. All three of them should be back. So
he didn't seem to push quite as hard.
It's because I think, and we even just discussed this before, the priority, I think, was always those two because Joe Burrow is the quarterback. Like, if Patrick Mahomes said, hey, I want these guys back, the Chiefs would make sure that they get those guys in the building first. Not that they
But their issue was their issue the was person. Defense, though, right?
Sure. And I think the most concerning part of this is the offers prior to the draft did not reflect the vision we shared and were promised last offseason if I continue to play well. That's the concerning part, is you don't make...
They thought he was going to fall off and make it cheap out.
You don't make empty promises. And Cody, along with the point that you just said, doesn't that feel kind of like the Bengals, you know? Yeah, if you do this, fine, but we don't think you will, or we're hoping that you don't, kind of in the back of our minds. And it turns out that he did, and now all of a sudden they're having a problem actually paying him the amount of money that they want to be paid. The fact that they're not even communicating, I think, is pretty disrespectful, at least in regards to
an all-time great player. Yeah,
for in regards to a guy that's been extremely good for your franchise and pivotal to your franchise, I think that the front office just is... I don't think they truly understand exactly what they're doing right now. And maybe that's a Mike Brown thing, or maybe that's a Katie Blackburn thing, but It's very annoying as a fan base to see the disrespect, at least from this angle in particular. It's really bad.
The good news, though, is that the Bengals address defense the first round with their rookie, Shamar Stewart.
The good news is
I'm sure he's been at OTAs and a rookie minicamp, and I'm sure he's already getting involved in learning defense, I'm sure he's been on the field. I've been told that has not happened. I'm told that he's holding out as a rookie like this is 2007 still, as if that happens. Nobody holds out anymore. He's not happy with the structure of the contract. This sounds very much like the Bengals being cheap, even though the dollar amount is basically the dollar amount. He was also not a
offset
top five.
Offset language. They're trying to do what they do with Roquan Smith with Chicago years ago.
But
probably.
This guy wasn't even a top five pick.
According to reports, he wants more roster bonuses and less salary so that he can maybe get paid quicker. Essentially, is the way that his agent, I think,
so just pay him.
Sent it out. Well, that's what I.
Who cares? Just pay him.
I think this is the more embarrassing. Even though the trade thing, I guess I said this before the show. This is before this came out. The trade thing's more embarrassing now. But before the show started, I was on my take was that this is more embarrassing because, like you said, Cody, the money is the money. Like the money is there for all of the first round picks. It's laid out for all of them. It's a pretty simple process, and hey, how do we make this work? And if you have to fudge a couple million, then fine. You know, we got to get the deal done. But it's not like this is an exorbitant amount of money. Like, you're not paying him $30 million a year.
They're
you're
cheap.
Not paying him $20 million a year.
They're cheap.
It's a four-year, $20 million contract that they somehow still are making an excuse to not give up the money for. It's really embarrassing.
The penniest pinching organization in the entire league. This is,
it's really bad.
Here's my first Super Bowl take of 2025. The Cincinnati Bengals are no longer relevant in the serious Super Bowl conversation and will not be for the entirety of Joe Burrow's career. They're done. Because
that's a hot take.
They paid two wide receivers and don't know how to run an organization. They lucked into a Super Bowl trip because they had a quarterback on a rookie deal and they didn't have to be good with their money. They're making so much money and living in a studio apartment, it wasn't a problem to figure it all out. And now they got bills.
I don't know if they lucked into
and they don't know how to handle their business or take care of people the right way. And they'll just cheap out the rest of the way, and eventually they won't matter anymore.
I don't think they lucked into the trip at all to Gold's point, but I do think that in regards to your point about the making the most of Joe Burrow's rookie deal, and now that they've paid him, the organization is inept to the comparison of
back to the cheap ways.
I've talked on the show about, hey, the Eagles are doing the same thing. If you compare the organizations, they are the complete opposite of each other in terms of how well they are run, where the Eagles can't afford to pay those guys because they know how to get the job done. They know what to do, where it seems like the Bengals, yes, they paid their guys, but they don't know the next step in the process to figure it out. So I think it's interesting, but quite embarrassing. The Bengals once again look like the team that a lot of people think that they are, which it's hard.
That team's getting fights with first round picks versus just giving them.
It's not hard to support the team I've always rooted for, but it's hard to support the way that they're doing it in regards to the reports that have come out, especially with the disrespect for Trey Hendrickson and how well he's played for the organization to not even talk, I think is. It's a pretty cowardly way to go out. Or even if they trade him at this point, it's so cowardly to not at least say something at this point.
He's one of the, 20 best players they've ever had, probably. Trey Hendrickson.
I don't know about, ever had?
I mean, it's a pretty bad franchise.
There's a conversation, but I don't know if I can say that quickly. But he's certainly one of the best players that they've had in their franchise's history in terms of being able to get to the passer. So
is he there? I mean, where is he in the all-time sack category for their team?
Well, he hasn't played his whole career there. He's only played, I think, three seasons that's there to true. This point. So that's he was drafted
true.
By the Saints.
All right, that's true.
If he was drafted by them, then yes, a completely different story. But he was not. He was traded for them. So
because normally I just think like a team sack leader is in their top 20 players of all time, right? Because you led the team in sacks. It just seems embarrassing.
He led the league in sacks, Cody. Let's
look,
make
if
sure
he gets
that,
a brand,
he
I mean, if he gets a long-term extension, then he'll be a guy that ends up getting his jersey retired in Cincinnati and all that. That'll still happen.
Oh yeah,
I looked it up. Their all-time leader in sacks is Carlos Dunlap.
Is it really?
Shout out to Carlos.
Hey,
Carlos Dunlap.
Carlos Dunlap.
Nobody batted down more passes than Carlos Dunlap during that stretch.
How far behind is he? Is Hendrickson from
he's
from
like 20 behind.
28.
He's like 20-ish.
Shoot, that might be one seed. I mean,
so he might.
I mean,
Geno Atkins was number two.
Geno Atkins is a freaking legend.
Bleak franchise history.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.